From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Caroline Halter. The Peterson Hill subdivision was approved by a key committee of the Juneau Assembly. The project is designed to create more entry-level housing and received unanimous support Monday evening. The City and Borough of Juneau's land manager, Greg Chaney, says the next step is contracting design work for the $8.8 million project less than a mile west of the Mendenhall River.
The Assembly definitely made a strong statement that they want to make a difference with the housing shortage in Juneau. And that was very clear, and as staff are going to proceed and try to get this out in the most efficient and economical manner that we can.
The Assembly decided to approve the 86-lot subdivision all at once rather than in phases. That has the advantage of not having to return to the Planning Commission, which approved a preliminary plan in February. But it will require the city to dip into its treasury reserves for about $2 million before the first lots are sold to private developers that will build the actual houses. The timeline for the project is fluid, but design work is expected to be wrapped up in the fall with a target for breaking ground next year. Hillcorp Alaska LLC says dive crews have located the leak in Cook Inlet. The pipeline has leaked hundreds of thousands of cubic feet of processed natural gas since mid-December. Divers are preparing the site for installation of a temporary clamp. Spokesperson Lori Nelson says the line will not be put back into service until permanent repairs are completed and regulators approve restarting the line. The Alaska House narrowly passed an overhaul of the state's oil and tax credit system. The Department of Revenue analysis shows the bill would eliminate cashable tax credits for the North Slope and result in a tax increase at oil prices between $50 and $100 per barrel, among other things. Supporters of the bill say tax credits have become unaffordable. They say the bill addresses that, as well as problems within the tax system. Critics say the bill is too expansive and fear it will hurt the oil industry. Governor Bill Walker hosted Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday as he headed back to China from a meeting with President Donald Trump in Florida. It's not unusual for foreign leaders to refuel in Anchorage, but this wasn't just a pit stop. Nils Andreessen of the Institute of the North says China has a strong interest in Arctic issues. They're especially interested in the prospect of Arctic shipping routes. Andreessen said China also is interested in expanding tourism opportunities, something President Xi commented on during his visit. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Caroline Halter.